A newly identified species has taken up residence at the Wyoming Dinosaur Center in Thermopolis. Paleontologists say that the 3-foot-tall creature is the smallest dinosaur ever discovered in the state. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports, it could hold the key to understanding how today's birds evolved to fly.
Spanning the entire length of the Wyoming Dinosaur Center's main exhibit hall is the state's preeminent dino celebrity.
So this is Jimbo right here. He stretches about 106 feet long.
That's Jessica Lippincott, a paleontologist and the Dinosaur Center's education director. She says that Jimbo the Supersaurus is the largest dinosaur ever discovered in North America. And in 2001, when scientists were excavating his bones from a quarry in Douglas, Wyoming, they came across something else.
She was found kind of accidentally because we were removing overburden from the main Jimbo bone layer. And so about 10 centimeters up from that bone layer, she was uncovered.
Her name is Hesperornithides meisleri. You can call her Lori. A team of scientists from Wisconsin, Washington State, the UK, and the Wyoming Dinosaur Center officially named and identified her in a journal article published last week. But even if this is the first you're hearing of Lori, you might be familiar with some of her relatives.
So probably the most famous or would be Velociraptor, just because of Jurassic Park and Jurassic World.
Like the tiny but vicious antagonists of the 1993 film, Lori had a sharp claw on each of her feet. But the paleontologists who study her say she wasn't quite as fearsome looking.
If you picture a chicken, add a tail on the chicken, and then transform the beak to a toothy snout, that's pretty much what it would look like.
Dean Lomax is part of the team of scientists that spent the past 4 years coming up with that description, and figuring out what Lori's life might have been like during the late Jurassic period, about 140 million years ago.
It would have been running around a wetland environment and feasting on all the tiny little animals there, so from insects to small mammals to lizards and possibly very small dinosaurs.
Because of the family of dinosaurs that Lori belongs to, Lomax and the rest of the team believe she had feathers, and that's important. It tells us that today's birds might have evolved from ground dwellers like Lori, as well as from climbing dinosaurs that spent most of their time in trees.
So it shows that although this animal didn't fly, its descendants presumably would have evolved flight at some point. And it shows that the evolution of flight and feathers themselves evolved in several different dinosaurs. It wasn't a straight arrow.
The research team says that Lori fills an evolutionary gap between the Velociraptor an Archaeopteryx, an avian reptile seen as the transitional between dinosaurs and modern birds. And unlike many of the most famous dinosaur specimens discovered in the state, Lori is staying right here in Wyoming. That's a particular point of pride for Bill Wall, a paleontologist who was there at the dig site when Lori was discovered.
Rather than this going to the Smithsonian, rather than this going to the American Museum of Natural History, we would like to keep it here. So literally at the case downstairs, you can stand at one case and look at Archaeopteryx, the Hesperornithides specimens, and Velociraptor. So you're looking at an entire timeline and evolutionary process all within about 10 or 15 feet.
Wall says he hopes Lori's discovery will prompt universities and museums to look through their collections for specimens that might match and to keep an eye out for pint-sized fossils when they're digging for dinosaurs. After all, Lori was discovered by accident, by paleontologists digging up an animal a few hundred times her size.
We're trying to rebuild, little by little, a lost world. I mean, not to make it sound too corny or anything, but it's just getting enough information from small-scale pieces of an environment to build a better picture.
And if scientists around the world want to study Lori, they'll have to travel here to Thermopolis, where her bones, teeth, and that infamous killing claw are all on permanent display. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.